poll suggests Governor Baker is in those hypothetical head-to-head comparisons running ahead of each of those individuals. And I think if you imagine a scenario in which Governor Baker runs against Maura Healey, that he could be in for quite a fight.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, my conversation with Professor Jesse Rhodes, Chair of the Department of Political Science at UMass Amherst. UMass has just put out a new poll showing second-term Republican Governor Charlie Baker sharply down in the eyes of Massachusetts voters. He was at a high of 78% approval in August 2020, but is now down to 52%. We talk about Baker's fortunes, the possibility of a third term, what voters are thinking about the state legislature, and national politics.
Governor Baker is, kind of facing a perfect storm of factors, some, you know, somewhat more of his making and of his administration's making, and some less so. So I think it's fair to say that in the state of Massachusetts, the state's rollout of the COVID vaccination program has suffered some setbacks and delays and frustrations, which have had a negative effect on the public's view of his performance. So there was a high-profile instance in which the website for signing up for a vaccination date crashed, which led to a lot of frustration. There have been reports of really extended delays in terms of efforts to seek a vaccination on the website. The state finally, shifted to a different mechanism, a different website for collecting requests for vaccination appointments. And then there have been some disputes between the state and Baker's administration and municipalities over the best way to provide vaccinations. So the Baker administration is really focused on large, centralized, state-run vaccination sites, whereas at least some localities have really expressed a preference for greater local control and ability to have smaller sites serving local and regional populations. And so, some of these missteps and these disagreements about the best way to move ahead with the vaccination have, I think, dented his popularity in the state. I think more generally, we are seeing a period where, Governor Baker has been governor for some time. There is, I think it's fair to say, in the state and across the nation, increasing fatigue with the pandemic and its varied consequences. And so I think, this combination of some missteps and then in a more general fatigue and malaise about the pandemic is they're combining to adversely affect public attitudes toward him at this time.
It's interesting because we know that Governor Baker's administration recently came in for some oversight hearings related to COVID on Beacon Hill. But this poll found that not only is Baker less popular than he once was, but so is the state legislature. And according to the poll, both the state legislature and Governor Baker are now hovering just above 50% approval. What do you make of that dynamic?
Well, I think that, clearly, although Governor Baker is viewed as being most responsible for the state's response to COVID and the rollout of the vaccine, I think there's a lot of frustration to go around for state officials. And, although in comparative context, the state of Massachusetts is not doing too badly in terms of vaccinating its population, I do think, it's a state where people are paying close attention. It's also a very highly educated state, and so people have a lot of information about what's going on in Massachusetts and in other states. And that the perceptions, and I think also very high expectations about how Massachusetts should be performing, and perceptions of a gap between that expectation of performance and what's being delivered, is leading to some frustration across the board.
Now, as we speak, still several months out, Governor Baker, as you say, hasn't made a decision about whether he'll run for a third term, at least not publicly. Based on what you see in this poll, is that still viable for him at this point?
Well, I think that he certainly has a pretty substantial advantage because he is very well known. And although COVID has significantly dented his popularity at present, there is a record that extends back, you know, several years that he can draw on to bolster his chances if he chooses to run again. That is, he dominates essentially all possible contenders in terms of familiarity and his reputation. And so I think, you know, and as our poll shows, he does, in terms of hypothetical head-to-head comparisons with other opponents, he does tend to run ahead. There are some caveats, but those advantages, both his experience, his record, and his name recognition, are combining to give him an advantage should he choose to run again.
Just to set the stage here, the poll measured hypothetical matchups between Governor Baker and Democratic Attorney General Maura Healey, as well as former Western Massachusetts State Senator Ben Downing and Joe Kennedy III, who recently lost a statewide Democratic Senate primary to Ed Markey.
That's right. And, you know, as our poll suggests, Governor Baker is in those hypothetical head-to-head comparisons running ahead of each of those individuals. You know, I think if you imagine a scenario in which Governor Baker runs against Maura Healey, that he could be in for quite a fight. There we see that he is about 30% of those that we surveyed indicated that they would favor him, 27% saying that they would favor former attorney or Attorney General Maura Healey, but a third say that they're not sure of what would occur. And so what that means is that there's a pretty close neck and neck race between the two of them. Obviously, Healey is very well known, has an extensive record, is a known entity, but there are a whole lot of people who are not expressing an opinion at this time. And so although there's they seem to be running very closely, there's a whole lot of uncertainty built into things, which we would expect because, you know, we're quite a ways off from this hypothetical race, and it also is a hypothetical. So we would expect there to be a lot of uncertainty this far out.
Governor Baker hasn't said what he's going to do yet, so we don't know what the field will look like. But from Maura Healey's perspective, she's a very popular Democratic attorney general. She would have to leave that office to run for governor, and the state's never elected a woman before as governor. So there's some risk there, even with some promising numbers.
There absolutely is risk. And I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty across the board. There also, I think, you know, it's important to keep in mind that there would be some uncertainty for Governor Baker, because if he were to throw his hat in the ring, you know, that's a very unusual set of circumstances. And I think it would engender conversations about, you know, the appropriateness of a third term, even though, you know, it's obviously permitted. And there would be a lot of variables at play in this race that would make it for a really unusual and interesting contest, and something that the state really hasn't seen, certainly in recent history.
I want to try a theory out on you, if that's okay. This poll makes note of the fact that Governor Baker was up to a 78% approval rating in August 2020. But now President Trump is gone. And maybe by comparison, as a Republican in what's a blue state, at least nationally, maybe Baker doesn't look so good now that there's a Democrat in the White House. Do you think there's anything to that?
I think that there is something to that. Obviously, we find in the poll that approval of both the presidency and of Congress has gone up, you know, pretty noticeably among Massachusetts residents that we surveyed, and that, you know, I think is undoubtedly due to the fact that Democrats now control both the presidency and Congress completely, and there's unified control of the political branches of the federal government. That being said, I think it's important to keep in mind that Governor Baker's strongest basis of support in the state is among Democrats. And Democrats are much more enthusiastic about the governor than are Republicans in the state. And that really reflects an interesting and in some ways state-specific dynamic, which is that many Massachusetts voters who, again, you know, are disproportionately Democrats are pretty enthusiastic about a divided government with a Republican executive and a Democrat-controlled legislature. And Governor Baker historically and even today gets, you know, pretty high marks, all things considered, among Democrats. And that's because he has clearly staked out a distinctive brand of Republicanism in the state that is much more moderate, much less hard-edged, much less ideological, much more focused on pragmatism and good executive leadership. And as the Republican Party nationally has very much moved to the right and has become a very strong ideologically conservative party, what we're seeing is a real divergence between Republicans in the state, their perceptions of Governor Baker, and their kind of views towards national Republican leaders, that Republicans in the state are much more in line with, although, you know, on the whole, more progressive than, but much more in line with the national Republican Party than they are with Governor Baker's distinctive brand of Republicanism.
Let's end on that subject, which is national politics. What did the poll find Massachusetts voters are thinking about President Biden so far, and especially in context with the way the 2020 election and its aftermath played out, you know, with the quote unquote big lie?
So what we found is that on the whole, that Massachusetts residents are very excited about the Biden administration. You know, 6 in 10 of those that we surveyed are approving of President Biden. There's a big jump in approval of the presidency since he took office compared to when former President Trump was in office. But that being said, there is a real partisan divide over perceptions of President Biden. And that gets not just about approval, but right down to perceptions of his legitimacy as president. And what we found that was really troubling was that among the respondents in our survey who had voted for former President Trump, fully 59% did not agree that Biden was the legitimately elected and duly inaugurated president. And so among Republicans in the state, Biden has a real legitimacy problem. And that very much reflects, I think, the messaging that Massachusetts Republicans have been receiving from the National Republican Party and conservative activist groups from before the election and to the election aftermath about questioning the legitimacy of Biden's election. And just as former President Trump repeatedly claimed that the election was being stolen from him, we are seeing this show up in Massachusetts Republicans' perceptions of Joe Biden's presidency.
So that is sort of out of what we would normally expect to see after an election where there might be, you know, some understandable sour grapes or some diehards, but this time is different in your view?
It is very different. That President Trump's tenure in office was really unique in American history in the extent to which he sought to cast doubt on the legitimacy of the American election process and to raise, you know, unsubstantiated and frankly false claims about the prevalence of fraud and other forms of chicanery in American elections. Former President Trump litigated the legitimacy of the 2016 election, which he won, claiming that there was, you know, widespread voter fraud, even though there was no evidence of that. He continued to raise concerns about the threat of fraud in the 2020 election. When the ballots were coming in, he claimed the election was being stolen from him. He never fully recognized legitimacy of Joe Biden's election as president, repeatedly resorting to false and unsubstantiated claims. And that has had real consequences, both nationally and in the state, for Republicans' perceptions of Joe Biden's presidency and its legitimacy. Ordinary citizens, ordinary voters depend really heavily on their affiliated elites, elected officials, activists, and interest groups to help them understand what's going on in national politics and elections. And if they are hearing the message again and again, the false message that the election has been compromised or rigged or perpetrated by fraud, they will pick up that message and express it when they're asked. And so what we're seeing here is an expression of the really damaging fallout of the messaging that the National Republican Party and its most prominent faces, in particular former President Trump, on public opinion in the state.
Dr. Jesse Rhodes is chair of the Department of Political Science at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and we've been speaking about a new UMass poll. Thank you so much for taking this time and for sharing your insights. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.